he still has some tariff authority that's clearly been delegated to him by Congress, not to him in particular, but that Congress is delegated to the to presidents generally. So, for example, Congress has created a separate trade law that allows presidents to use tariffs for national security purposes. And President Trump has used that tariff authority, for example, to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum. That's legitimate and appropriate, and it's what Congress intended. So the president still has some tools. He just doesn't have as many tools, and he doesn't get to wield them in quite the freewheeling way that he has over the last year.